ค่ะ
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am joined today for the rest of the until 2 p.m. With Nada Amakovshi, who is a former state senate candidate, chief of staff for Representative Francesca Hong, and does a variety of different things. And like I said before, certainly follow her on Twitter because she is illuminating. So we were talking about, we were both at the Democratic candidate debate last night for the primary, and giving some of our takeaways on how we thought about it, but how we thought it went. But one of the things that I always, because this is still supposed to be a comedy show, kind of, you know, at least bring some humor to it, was Wisconsin Argus, A-R-G-U-S, which is a social media account, and also they have a blog, put out a bingo card for the debate last night. And some happened, some I might have missed, but I think actually more than not, a lot didn't happen. So you tell me.
Yeah, they didn't have enough time.
That's fair. So I don't think, so square one, I don't think anyone mentioned cheese.
No.
They mentioned dairy farmers, but I don't think they specifically mentioned cheese.
Yeah.
I also don't, was January 6th brought up like at all?
I don't think so. Well, I was too distracted counting how many times someone said, I'm the only one. That was said every single time. So I went back and I rewatched the debate just a couple minutes ago, and Ola Kara said it twice in his opening statement. And so that kind of started the wave. He was like, I'm the only one with federal legislative experience. And then he's the only Badger, which he kind of used as like a,
That was a weird deal.
That was bad. Like, you do not pit UW institutions against other great universities. It was weird.
Yeah, that was a weird dig. As someone, I mean, you were a graduate of UW-Madison, so you're a Badger.
Yeah.
I'm a Badger by blood because my parents both went there. And I root for them heavily. But yeah, that was a weird, I don't know, why does that matter? Third, Alex Lazary certainly mentioned the Bucks.
Did.
I think that was going to be a given. All right, so we got one so far. Great State of Wisconsin reference.
I think someone probably said it.
Tom Nelson didn't mention his book on union organizing.
I was expecting him to sell copies at the beginning of the debate, but he didn't do that.
Did not. Certainly there was reference of Wisconsin farmers. No one mentioned beer. No one mentioned cheese or beer.
Well,
interesting.
Oh, such missed opportunities.
Sarah Guy Lucy, I'm not sure she refers to the square says Sarah Guy Lucy criticizes treating abortion as an extra credit project. I don't think she used that term.
No.
But she did call out all the men on stage for saying, where were you when? Which is a valid point.
I think it was, for me, I was like, when you're there, you're like, yeah, girl, don't let Tom Nelson try to bully you about something you go through as a woman. But at the same time, someone did one Google search, because I think she primarily hit Mandela about not being there when it came to reproductive issues, which is a lie, because one Google search gets you, you know, how he was pretty, you know, pro reproductive freedom in the assembly, as I think a lot of Democrats are. So it felt like maybe a wasted opportunity for her to really highlight her personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
It came off a little bit petty at a time when I think that every single person should be encouraged, you know, people who identify as men or whatever should be encouraged to, you know, view this, you know, this whole issue as something that they have a responsibility to help fix. So for me, that didn't hit, you know, as strongly as maybe it could have.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you that this is something that it does affect everyone.
Yeah.
That's a different rabbit hole that we can maybe go down later. Someone mentions alternative energy. I think there was some mention as far as, I think at Luske, I remember talking about green energy a little bit and manufacturing and how we can have the opportunity to bring manufacturing jobs back to Wisconsin. I think Mandela talked about it with his dad working the third shift on the, what was it, carbonator?
I think so. Well, it was, I really, when I listened to, I think, Mandela and Lazary, out of all people, I think they had the best performances, in my personal opinion.
Really?
But Yeah, I think Lazary was second. And if I didn't know he was a millionaire, billionaire, I wouldn't hate him as much, right? But it was
hate
really
is a very strong word, Nada.
Dislike, sorry. I'm Gen Z. We use it all the time. But I think the way they answered specifically the environmental question Mandela did, it was so interesting to see that they were framing it in a way where they answered as if it was a general election, right? These real concerns of how, you know, a Green New Deal or decarbonization is going to affect the labor industry in Wisconsin across the country. And kind of the way Mandela talked about his personal experience with his father in the aspect of energy and labor, and then said that the Green New Deal or environment climate justice was not a switch but a dial. That blew my mind because I thought it was messaging that was just right enough to be able to educate and placate and bring people to the table. And so I think that was the moment where I was like, yeah, Mandela won this. And not only did he win it, you can kind of sense how he's going to speak about these, I think, issues that sometimes do divide people when it comes to the debate state with Ron Johnson. So,
yeah, actually, that was big news. I think as of this morning, speaking of Mandela, didn't Bernie endorse him this morning? Do you think Tom Nelson just threw his phone?
Oh, well, I have a theory about Tom Nelson, but we can get to that a little bit later. But I love that because Mandela is the progressive candidate in this race. And who better to tell that than Bernie Sanders? So
quickly.
Sorry, our Wisconsin Revolution.
we only have a minute left before we have to go to break. But do you think... Yeah. How much do you think endorsements act in a quick answer? Like, how much do endorsements actually matter? Do you think it impacts how people vote?
I don't know. I think they do, but I also don't. It's complicated,
Kristen. It's too complicated to answer in 30 seconds before we have to go to break. All right. Well, on that note, then, we're going to shift a little bit and move on beyond the debate and get to know Nada a little bit better, and specifically what's kept her in Wisconsin, because I think that's a good lesson to take is that we try to keep more people in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry with my guest, Nada Almakashvi.